In a speech to Parliament, Mr. Maliki urged politicians from all of Iraq's communities to support the new security plan. He says his plan is part of a continuous battle with terrorists rather than a one-time effort. Discussion in Parliament became so heated at times that the video and sound of the proceedings were briefly turned off until lawmakers could calm down. The spiraling cycle of violence on Baghdad's streets is blamed on Sunni insurgents and their Shiite militia rivals. One such militia is loyal to radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, a key supporter of the Maliki government. In the past, Mr. Maliki has been reluctant to allow military and police forces to pursue some Shiite militia groups, but he repeated a pledge that officials will track down anyone who breaks the law, regardless of politics or religion. Meanwhile, at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Iraqi Vice President Adel Abdul Mahdi said he thinks insurgent groups do not have the support of the Iraqi people.
We think those organizations, those terrorists and insurgency organizations and militias, we don't think they are popular. We think they are taking the country and the society as hostages and targeting easy targets, markets, schools, any easy target, civilians, etc.
Late in the day in Baghdad, a car bomb hit a market in the central part of the city, killing a number of people and wounding more. Separate attacks with a car bomb and a motorcycle laden with explosives caused additional deaths, and two mortar shells struck the heavily fortified Green Zone. Also in Baghdad, an Iraqi court postponed a decision on whether to execute Saddam Hussein's former deputy, Taha Yassin Ramadan, for crimes against humanity. The court had been expected to change Ramadan's sentence after an appeals court said his life sentence was too lenient. Saddam and two other co-defendants have already been executed for crimes committed during his years in power. Jim Randall, VOA News, Baghdad.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。